and welcome back. I've not recorded an episode in a while, so I'm very excited to be here today speaking to you. I uploaded a new episode on the 1st, which was a reflection of 2023. So if you've not listened to that and you're interested, that went up on the 1st. I really, really, really want to post a podcast every single Monday this year. Now, I know that I missed the second week. We will get into that in a minute, but yeah, one of my big goals for this year is just to be more consistent with like posting in general on all platforms. So hopefully you can see me here most weeks. But at the same time, I don't want to be like pressurizing about it. Anyway, so today's episode is going to be, I was going to do like a little goals / visioning for 2024. But I've decided I want to do the ins and outs because I feel like this is popular every year, but I've seen so many people do it this year and I want to put my own spin on it and do my 2024 ins and outs today, which I'm excited to speak to you about. I know 15th of Jan, we're already halfway through January, somehow only halfway though. It has been January for forever. When I think back to like New Year's Eve and like that day in general, the fact that that was 2 weeks ago is like, that doesn't make sense to me in any way. Like, that's so weird. I have no idea how that can be. The month is going so slowly. We are halfway through the worst month of the year though, so pat on the back for that, but I'm not gonna lie, it's dragging. Like, I'm proud of getting to halfway, but it's like, I feel like it should be over already. It's been so long, and I'm not gonna lie, I've had the roughest start to the year. okay, not the roughest, just a rough start to the year. Let's get into it. So I finished my degree, like, so I was gonna say I'm in uni, but I feel like you probably know that. So I'm doing a master's at the moment, and the term finished like the first week of December, and then essentially they gave us a month to prepare for like our exams and everything. So I did an essay course and then two exam courses. So last week, the week beginning the 8th of Jan, I think, I had two exams, and then I also had an essay due by the end of that week. So I basically spent Christmas, New Year, the whole thing studying. I was working on even Boxing Day and New Year's Day, I think, Christmas Eve. Like, it was the worst vibe, and it's just not who I am. I'm a work balance kind of person. I don't know, I don't do that. So I'm very burnt out right now, which is not, you know, it's not an ideal start to the year, but I'm saying this because I feel like probably a lot of you guys will also feel like that. December is such a taxing month for a lot of people, not for everyone. I was gonna say, like, a lot of people have loads of social events and stuff. I personally don't, but a lot of people do, and I'm sure that you go into January not feeling recharged, but feeling like exhausted from just being busy all the time, like going straight from work to an event and then, you know, going to bed and then going to work again, and then you've got so much admin to do surrounding Christmas. Like, it's just a lot. So I think January is, I was listening to somebody else talk about this the other day, and the idea that January is not a Monday, it's very much a Sunday vibe. Like, to me, December is like a Friday or a Saturday because you're busy, there's more fun stuff on. Like, you're not necessarily, I wouldn't necessarily say it's like your hardest work month, because there's like more bank holidays and hopefully you got some time off at all between Christmas and New Year, or like around Christmas. So I would say it's a more like, I wouldn't call it a weekday month, but like, there's a lot on and like parties and, you know, things to do. So it's giving Friday or Saturday. And by definition then, January is not Monday, it's Sunday. Like, you wouldn't go out clubbing and then the following day expect yourself to like wake up at 6 and start all your New Year's resolutions and just become the best version of yourself. So that's the motto I'm taking. I didn't even consider it 2024 till I finished those exams, because I was not doing well. I also got sick over Christmas, which I feel like so many people did, but that also made it like even worse, because I had made a little schedule and stuff and allocated a few days off for myself, just because, you know, otherwise you can't pour from an empty cup, etc., etc. Then when I got sick, I kind of used the few days off that I'd allocated myself to just recover. So obviously I was in bed like watching TV and chilling, but it's not as fun because you're sick. And also your body isn't resting, your body is like working to, like your immune system's working to fight whatever it is. So I didn't really feel very well rested. Like the only day that I took off really was like Christmas, and I was ill on Christmas. Like it was all just not fun. So yeah, I came into New Year like hanging on by like, you know, the last thread. So tired, still like a little bit ill. It was one of those illnesses that lingered even weeks after. Like I'd say I was ill for like 2-3 weeks, which again is so unlike me. I haven't really experienced that in a long time. So yeah, it was just rubbish basically. And then I had these exams. I had firstly a 48-hour exam, which shout out to anybody who has had a lot of those, because I've personally never had one and I hated it so much. I thought, felt like I was in prison. So essentially the exam questions come out at 9 a.m. for me it was on the Monday, and then they give you 48 hours, and then by 9 a.m. on Wednesday you need to have submitted your answers. And it's kind of like up to you how you spend that time. They recommend you spend 3 hours on this work, but I think that must be a joke or like some sort of cruel, I don't know, trick, because there is absolutely no way you could do what they're asking in 3 hours, especially to a standard that you'd be proud of. Like, so they want 2 different essays. So there were, I think, 10 questions and you got to pick 2 different ones. You need to write 1,500 words for each, which isn't that long. It's like, it's a short essay, but obviously you're going from nothing. Like you still need to plan it and then do, you know, collate everything together. And then write it. It also needs to be fully referenced with like a bibliography and everything. And I just think that's a lot of work for them to consider you to do in 3 hours. So I'm not going to tell you how long I spent on it, but let's just say I have never in my life done that much work in one day. I'm just not built for it. I never really study in the evening. My brain doesn't really work very well in the evening. I'd much rather just, I don't know, even throughout A-levels, throughout my whole undergrad, even when I had like, you know, jobs to do and I also had sporting commitments, I always made it work that I didn't have to study in the evening, which I know is a privilege. Like I was very, very busy, but I know that like many people will have to study in the evening. I don't know, I just think I made it such a priority, which I'm glad that I was able to do that, because I'm so bad at studying in the evening. But this exam, I had to just keep going because there were 2 essays. So I was like, okay, I'll do 1 each day. And it's like 10 o'clock on the first day in the evening. And I'm like, well, this essay isn't done. And I can't like, you know, I can't even like shower and go to bed because I can't wake up tomorrow with this one lingering over me. Like it needs to be finished. Yeah, and I was even, like, I didn't even feel like I had time to eat. Like, I was, luckily, I had made a big thing of pasta before Christmas, and then I had to go home for Christmas, and I realised that the pasta, like, I wasn't going to finish, that's such a boring story. I realised I wasn't going to finish this pasta, so I'd frozen it, and that really came in handy, because I had to eat that pasta. Like, I had nothing, didn't have time to chop anything. I was eating, I don't know, I felt like a machine for 2 days. Then Wednesday, I was studying for my exam, which was on Thursday. And that one was in a hall, which is such a throwback. So you had to memorize things. They also wanted memorized, like, readings. Like, I needed to know the year and authors of some of the references for the course, which I don't personally think is the best way of assessing, but that's what they wanted, so that's what we had to do. And yeah, it's all done now. I'm recording this on Sunday, so I feel relieved, but I am also, I don't know, I don't think any of it went particularly well. The essay that I have due in, I think it's due tomorrow, I submitted that on Christmas Eve because I was like, I just need to get that done. Like, there's no way I can do that after the exam. Like, I'll be so burnt out. And I am really grateful to my past self for doing that, because I didn't really want to do it when I was doing it, but I'm really glad now that that's like over and in the past. What I've been up to essentially recently, it's not been the most fun, but that was my week. And the worst bit about January exams is that I have uni tomorrow. Like, I have a new week this week with new courses, and it's just so sad. I feel like you don't get a break. And I know I have the easiest life ever, and I also signed up for this, but it's still rough. It's still pretty rough. I tried to have a nice weekend. I went out for pizza on Thursday. Friday, I went to my friend Rihanna's and we made sushi and played games. Yesterday, I went on like a nice walk, went to a cafe, had an almond croissant. Those are the best. And then I also made, Shreya came round and I made like a rice dish and aubergine, which was delicious. I have leftovers for dinner tonight and I'm really, really excited. And yeah, today I've just had a chill one. I had some content to film for a brand and I'm still in my pyjamas and it's 4 p.m. So that's all I've been doing all day. So yeah, okay. I'm pretty exhausted, pretty tired, but thank you for listening to all of my woes. I am going to open up my little list of 24 ins and outs. Mine are, I'd probably say, specific to me. I know, I feel like you can do it however you want to, but that these are just mine specifically, I guess. Okay, so the first one is a happy sleep schedule. Now, this is key, and I've not yet mastered it, but we've only been going 2 weeks. I would absolutely love nothing more than to be somebody who wakes up at 7, 7:30. It doesn't necessarily have to be naturally. Like, I can wake up to an alarm, but I don't want to feel, like, horrific when I wake up. I want to feel well-rested by 7, 7:30, and that's when I begin my day. That's, like, really, like, that genuinely sounds to me like heaven. And at the moment, the sun is rising at, like, 8, I think, so there's not really much incentive to be up before that, because very luckily I don't have to be. Like, the earliest uni would begin is 9, and I guess I would have to get up at 7:30 for that, but yeah, I don't actually have any 9 a.m. so I basically don't have to be up, but I really want to be. And especially as we move into like spring, which I know is still a long way off, but I can't wait, so I'm just gonna think about it now. I would really love to have a sleep schedule, which means I can like utilize the day a bit more. I feel often like I'm just behind. I wake up late, or like I wake up, I snooze my alarm, I get out of bed later than I wanted to. I feel really groggy as well in the mornings at the moment, and I think it's because I'm just not sleeping very well. Like, waking up in the night, but also going to bed too late, and also going on my phone in the evening, which means that like the quality of sleep isn't as good. So just things like that. And then the whole day I feel like I'm playing catch up to waking up too late. Like, I get to uni and I'm like super stressed because I didn't start uni earlier. Like, I had a goal of starting uni at 9 or 10 and I'm arriving at 10:30, and that just feels annoying to me and wrong. And like, I don't know, I think what's also I'm finding hard is that every single day at night I'm like, right, tomorrow is the day that I'm gonna fix this, I'm gonna get up early tomorrow. And then when I inevitably don't, I let myself down. And I'm kind of teaching myself every day that you can make goals and I can try and do things and I can like promise to myself that I'm gonna be better, and then let myself down every single day. And I think that's not very good for like your brain chemistry. Like, I don't think that fosters confidence to continually make goals and then not fulfill them. And obviously your goals can change and mold and like shapeshift into new things that feel more apt to you, but something like a healthy sleep schedule is like a goal that I'm never not gonna want. Like, that's always gonna be a goal. And to continually just let myself down, I just don't think it's very good for you. Like, it's not good for your sleep. Like, it's not good for you to have a bad sleep schedule, and it's also not good for you to like tell yourself you're going to change and then never do it. So I think that's very relevant in January, because you can write a big list of January goals, but if you're not going to do them and you're just going to feel like a failure out of that, that's not good for you. Like, not only, I'm not saying that you should have achieved all the goals and that would have been the best thing for you. But like the concept of writing down things that you want to achieve and then not achieving them, or like not, it's not even about the achievement. I think it's about the effort that you put in. Like every day I wake up and I'm like, snooze. It's just teaching yourself that you don't actually care, and even if you want something for yourself, that you kind of don't deserve it. So that's why I don't have like a long list of 2024 like resolutions or goals. My one big goal, I was at something recently actually where everybody went around the table and was like seeing what their resolution was, and it's so interesting to hear other people's. I will say that, like, that was so interesting. So I said my one like top thing would be to fix my sleep schedule, and some other common ones were about drinking less and about less screen time. Like multiple people, those were coming up. So it's very interesting to see how like everyone's goals are kind of the same, or to exercise. Like I feel like these are such common goals, and they're all about like your health. They're most mainly health goals, like having a good sleep schedule, not being on your phone too much, actually like exercising a bit, not drinking too much alcohol. Like I feel like a lot of people have a health goal, and that's, to me, that's my most important goal, because your health is everything. So yeah, a happy sleep schedule. Next up, I have going to new countries. I would love to see a couple new countries this year. I think I've spoken about this briefly, but when my master's finishes, which is in August, I don't really have plans after that. I'm hoping to like start applying for jobs and stuff, but I definitely want to give myself a couple months to potentially travel, and if not to like, no, yeah, to travel. I'll just say it. That's what I want to do. I don't necessarily want to do like a huge trip for like months long, but at least like a 2-week trip in some regard, and yeah, to just like see some new countries. I would love, on my list always are Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Sri Lanka is big on my list at the moment. I'd also love to go to South America. I definitely won't do that this year because I have no like intention to, but that would be a goal for another time. And yeah, I would love to see some new countries. I would be happy to go to some new countries in Europe. I'd love to go to Lake Bled. I feel like so many people I know have been and loved it, and it looks amazing, so I'd really like to go there. But yeah, I'm hoping that some new countries. Next up, I have studying. We need some balance, and I think I did a lot of studying in my first term, and I think I just, yeah, basically I just want to keep going, and I think implementing the earlier routines so that I can be at uni for 9, that will really help me to actually, like, I don't know, just do a full study day and still have an evening, because when I start at like 10, 10:30, I end up staying till 6, 6:30, which I know is still not the longest day ever, and like people have it way, way worse. But by the, like if I leave at 6, by the time I get to the gym, that's like 6:30, 6:45. Then by the time I finish at the gym, 7:45. By the time I'm home, 8, 8:15. By the time I've cooked and eaten, it's 9. And, you know, if I want to get up early, I need to go to bed like 11-ish. 12-ish, and then you only really have like a couple hours to decompress. And I don't know, I feel it's always like a household chore, like you need to do your laundry, you need to clean something, you need to prep a lunch for tomorrow, and then you end up, or I end up feeling like I never even got like to chill that evening. So I'm hoping to start work earlier. I would honestly love more than anything if I could be somebody that was like at the library at 8. But I will never, no, but here's the thing. I think I need to stop telling myself I can't do things. Like, I could do that. Nothing's stopping me. Like, I could do that. Because then I could even finish at, like, 4. And then I still have, you know, that's like you're in school at that point. Then you've still got loads of time left. And I just think that would feel so much nicer. And I'd much rather go to bed earlier and have a shorter evening in that way than be out later and come home in a rush and, like, I'm so stressed, and I get home and it's like I need to cook and eat, and it's like now I'm eating at 9 p.m. which is quite late. Like, I don't know, those are my thoughts. So studying. Next up is merch. I would love to do merch for the podcast this year. I made a vision board for my laptop, like wallpaper, and I put something on that like signifies this, and I would absolutely love to do this. I have a really cool concept, and I know like who I would want to work with to do it, so this would be huge. I don't really feel like anyone would buy it, which is why I'm not doing it. But I would love to be at a place where I felt like people would buy it, you know. Maybe if I don't know, I just would love that. I think it'd be so cool. So yeah, kind of in that avenue. I also have consistency. I want to keep consistent with the podcast. I would also want to be making some more TikToks, a YouTube video maybe once a month, that sort of thing. Okay, next I have matching pajamas. I started this the latter half of 2023. Pre that, I was always somebody who would just wear like an old t-shirt that I got from like a sporting event for free, and like some old Primark pajama shorts or tracksuit bottoms. I went through a big phase of sleeping in tracksuit bottoms, mainly because I was so cold, but also just because I didn't really have like pajamas. And I invested in a few pairs, and like the ones I'm wearing right now were not expensive. I think like £20 for the whole set. And since then, I also just bought some in the Lucy and Yak sale, which I'm obsessed with and really excited about those. And I got some for Christmas, which is very nice. And yeah, just excited to be wearing matching PJs. And I think it's kind of like nostalgic to me because I used to have like cool pajamas as a kid. And I also just think it's a nice part of the self-care routine and like showing yourself that sleep and your like relaxing stage of the day is about, it's not just like a necessity where you like throw on whatever big old top you have and like put yourself to bed. It's like, it's fun, it's nice, like you can wear nice PJs, it can be a nice time. Okay, next up we have celebrating myself. This one I'm putting on, and it kills me to say this because I hate this more than anything, but this is something I would really love if I could be better at this year. I have always hated birthdays because I just find this so difficult. I also absolutely hated my graduation, to be honest. Like, I loved it at the same time. I did also have a UTI, so it was like a bit of a it was a bit of a shitty day. But and when I watch back my YouTube video from that day, I'm like, oh, that was so cute, and I'm so glad I made that. Like, that's so precious to me. But I don't know, I just found it really difficult, and like knowing my parents had come up from London for it and all of that, I just think there's so much pressure that I would never enjoy it fully because I'm just locked into like the pressure of it all. Like, I want my family to have a nice day because they put in the effort to come. Same like if I was to have a birthday meal with some friends, I'd be so nervous because I really want them to have a nice time because the only reason they're there is because of me, and I don't want them to not have a nice time because that falls on my shoulders, if you get me. And I know these thoughts aren't rational, but that's just how I genuinely feel. And I would love this year to just be a bit more like at peace and like chill with celebrating stuff. Like, I would love to do a meal for my birthday and just be like, yeah, you can come if you want, if you're busy, no worries, but yeah, if you come, hopefully it'll be good. And then I just like chill and like hope I have a nice time, and that's it, and there's no stress, you know, no stress. So yeah, I also hopefully, as long as I pass this degree, we'll have another graduation this year, and I would really love for it to just be a bit more of a peaceful, happy experience where I can feel proud of myself and be happy. I don't know, I just, if anything, I was kind of ashamed at my last graduation that everybody had came up and like celebrated me when I felt like I hadn't done very well at all. It just all felt wrong, and I would love if this year I don't do that. So yeah, next I have nothing is the end of the world. I think I got into a habit once I went back to uni of like catastrophizing, where I'd have a deadline in a few days and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so behind on the deadline and I also need to do laundry today and I also need to do this and that and blah, 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 blah. And it just felt like impending doom. And it's like, it wasn't, nothing really was that deep. Like, I never had any situation where I was like the night before a big deadline and I had the whole thing to do. Like, I feel like I'm good with my time management. I don't let that sort of thing happen. And I have the privilege of like flexibility with my time. So it's not the end of the world. And I think sometimes I let my body go into almost like fight or flight mode. And like, you know, your survival instincts kick in over situations that are not like worthy of that reaction. And I don't know to what extent I can, I just want to like rework on those pathways, because I think, yeah, I just allow myself to panic over things that don't deserve panic. And sometimes I find that I'll be so panicked about like these exams, for example, and then today I'm so panicked about this content that I need to film, and then now that I've finished the content I'm like, oh okay, now I'm panicking about the fact that I have uni this week, which means I need to do readings for my courses and I haven't done those, and tomorrow's Monday, that means I have to spend all day on Monday doing the reading. And it's like, none of this is worth the panic. And it's almost like I've gotten into a habit where, to some extent, I feel like I always need to have something to panic over. Like, as soon as I finish one thing, the next thing is just right there. And I just focus my panic onto that. And I'd rather just, like, take a step back and chill, because it's, like, nothing. Like, obviously, if you have something that is, does have that magnitude, I'm sorry. But, like, I personally don't. And I don't need to be as stressed as I am. So I want to work on that. I know that's not a very specific goal. And that's something I need to like sort of iron out. But the way I see these are just like things that over the course of 2024, I'd love to like look into. It doesn't need to, like, I don't feel any pressure. Like, if I start in December, like focusing on that one, I'm happy with that. I don't really, I'm not, there's no like judgment to myself if I, you know, like my thing right now is I really want to work on the sleep schedule. And I know that once I'm in a good routine with that, I can move on to like another goal, basically. Next up, I have watching television. Bit random, but I want to cut down on my like TikTok time, Instagram time, that sort of thing. And I really like just like watching TV, especially if I like watch it downstairs with my flatmates or like have a friend around, etc. Or even just on my laptop in my bed, that's fine too. But I just think it's in. I'd rather be watching TV than scrolling on TikTok. It's not as like overwhelming. You're not seeing like 100 things every 10 seconds. Yeah. Next up is crochet. This is what I love to do while I watch TV. Keep my hands busy. Focus on like making something cool, which I love, and also means that you're not on your phone. So yeah, I'm making a blanket at the moment and I will keep you updated. Next one I have is spending money on nice food. Obviously, like, you have to, you know, take your wins where you can find them. And if you can't, you know, cost of living, it's like, I'm not saying that I'm going to start shopping at Waitrose. But I think there's a few items which are better, considerably better, when you, like, put in a little bit more money. And just occasionally want to treat myself to those, because I do think it makes a difference. And I don't drink, so, well, I do, like, I don't really drink often. So I kind of feel like food is like my thing that I would spend money on. Next up, I have initiating friendship hangouts without fear. I very rarely reach out to even my best friends, because I feel like if I ask to meet up, then they may feel like obligated to do so. And then also, if they go and they don't have a good time, I feel like that falls on my shoulders. And I know it's stupid, because like these people are like my best friends, and some of them have been my best friends for like Rihanna, for example, has been my best friend for like 13 years. So I do not need to feel like that in any sense. And I think the more I do it, the easier it will be. Normally I will try and make it so that like when we're hanging out, we discuss what we're doing next, so that I don't have to mess. I don't know, just sending the message is like so scary to me. And especially, like, it's there with, like, close friends, but especially people I don't know that well. Like, for example, if I made a friend on my course, that I would find it really, really difficult to, like, reach out and ask them to do something, because I feel like hanging out with me is a burden and a shitty experience. I think the overarching solution to all my problems would just be, like, self-love and acceptance, but I'm gonna work on the specifics for now. Next up, I have the cinema. I actually hated the cinema for forever. I didn't know, there's something about, like, the fact that you, like, are going to chill, but it's in a public. Like, I love to rot in bed, and I love to, like, be gross and, like, watch TV, and, you know, I'm happy with that. But I don't find it that relaxing to do that, like, public, or, like, in a space which I don't feel like is fully clean, or, like, somebody else has just sat there and, you know, I don't, makes me a bit, feel a bit gross. But the more I go, the more I'm like, I actually don't feel like that, and it's fine. Been enjoying going recently, so I want to go to the cinema a bit more, especially because I know a cinema where the tickets are like £5. It's not as expensive as it need, like, you know, as often it is. And yeah, I just think I could, a nice, like, fun thing to do and consume some art, I guess. Next up, I have games. I've always loved games. I just ordered Dutch Blitz. I haven't played it yet. I played it, and then that was what made me want to own it myself. And that arrived the other day, and I'm excited to get that out. Such a fun game. And yeah, just games in general. I love games. Whenever I have people round or I go to someone's house, I'll always be like, should we play a game? Like, should I bring a game? I just love games, and they're so in. I think that's a huge win. The only sad thing about games is, why are they so expensive? Even, like, the simplest of games are often, like, £20. And finally, my final in is cookbook recipes. I feel like I'm finally realizing that recipes on the internet can be amazing, but, like, they are free. And I feel like recipes in cookbooks, you've paid for that, so, like, it should be better. And I know that's, like, obviously a very blanket statement, and I'm sure not the case probably most of the time, but I have a lot of cookbooks, and I have a lot of cookbooks where I've, like, only ever made, like, a couple of recipes, but I want to keep going, especially, like, I always make the ones that are most appealing to me, or, like, my favorite things, but I want to try some other things, you know, like, try some foods that I wouldn't have picked. So yeah. Okay, next we have my outs. I have fewer because I'm doing a crowding out method, where I just try and fill my life with good things, and then the bad things will just fall away. First one is lying / bending over backward to make other people feel comfortable. It goes hand in hand with the initiating friendship hangouts situation, or, like, the same mindset, I guess. And yeah, just generally, I feel like this is such a niche example, but, like, if I'm in public, for example, and say we're both, like, going to reach for something, I don't know, like a stranger and me, like in the supermarket maybe, even if I start reaching first and I get it, in my mind it makes way more sense to be like, oh no, you have it. And I know that's, like, that is a nice thing, and if you don't need it, like, and they, maybe they really do need it, like, I don't know, I think that's, oh, it's a nice thing to do, I'm not saying it's not, but I want to get more into the mindset where it's a nice thing to do, but it's not what you have to do. Do you get me? It's not that, like, they innately deserve it more than me, it's just I've chosen to be nice and give it to them if I want to. But I think the reason I behave like that and do that is because I think, oh god, like, I shouldn't even be here. There's no space for me. Like, I need to, like, literally, like, I should actually, I'll just be heading out the back now, actually, because the fact that I've even disturbed your day for a second is outrageous. And I don't want, it's just, I just don't want to do it anymore. It's just not good for anyone. So, yeah. Next up, self-hatred. Exact same idea. Thirdly, I have screen time. My screen time isn't horrific, I would say. Should we have a look, actually? Very exposing. My screen time for this week, today is a Sunday, is 2 hours 57, which actually is great. I would obviously, last week I had 3 hours 13, week before 3 hours 45, week before 4 hours. Okay, so that means I'm on a good trajectory. I think it's just like over Christmas when I was just studying and like at home on my own a lot, that was when I was like, I would like just go on my phone and stuff. Whereas now I'm back in my flat and like my exams are done, I feel like I'm able to just be a bit more like actually living my life. So hoping to keep it, I'd love a screen time under 2 hours, but 2.5 hours is fine. And then next up I had letting admin pile up. I feel like everybody does this, so I don't feel guilty about it, but I think it makes things harder than they need to be. Like if you leave like all your parcel returns and your bathroom cleaning day, the day you hoover your room, your meal prep day, your change the sheets day, your call the doctor's day, your reply to that email from so and so, like if you keep leaving them all, suddenly you have like a massive admin list. And I think I want to try and just like do a couple of them every day, and that should, I don't know, just I think the longer you leave it often makes it feel more stressful. And sometimes I'll do the thing and I'm like, wait, that was so easy, like it's literally nothing. So I just don't want to let it pile up. I'd say in terms of cleaning, I'm not bad at this at all. Like I don't normally procrastinate like changing my sheets or hoovering or like cleaning, that sort of thing. But for me it's like emails. I need to call the doctor right now, so that I've needed to call the doctor for like 10 days. Like I had an appointment and then they were like, okay, like call back to book in for a blood test, and I just like haven't, and it's 10 days have passed, and it's like, why have you done that? It's not even. And I know when you have exams and stuff, it's like your mental capacity is like very much stretched, but I don't know, I felt like I have had time. So yeah, just not letting admin pile up. And then finally on my outs is mold, and I've just noticed as recording this that I have some new mold growing, so I'm going to remove that tonight, which is a fun thing to get to do. But yeah, if you live in London or probably many other places, you know the struggle. I feel like everybody has mold and it's just so gross and it's not very nice. So I'm going to do that tonight, demold my bedroom, because it cannot be good for your breathing and stuff to just like always have mold. Okay, that's everything I had for my 2024 ins and outs. Hopefully you've enjoyed this. I'm going to do a post on the Instagram, and I would love if you went and commented like one in and one out for 2024. That would be so nice. But if you don't have time, don't you worry. Not to stress, no worries, it's all good. All good from me. So yeah, just if you have a moment, that would be fun. But yeah, thank you very much for listening. This is the first episode I'm actually recording in 2024, so happy 2024 and welcome back to the podcast. Hopefully big things this year, hopefully fun things. So thank you for all your love and support, and I am sending you love and support every single day. So hopefully all together we have loads of love and support. Okay, love you very much. Have a nice week, and I'll see you next Monday. Bye bye.